Do you see a uptick in divorce, people coming to your office? And then corollary to that, how often is cheating the reason people are getting divorced?
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode.
Do you see a uptick in divorce, people coming to your office? And then corollary to that, how often is cheating the reason people are getting divorced?
I'm seeing pretty much consistent themes in terms of the rates of divorce, and they're generational. I'm seeing the younger generations, like, so I'm Gen X. So I'm seeing Gen X and older tending to continue to get divorced at very high rates. I'm seeing the younger generation getting divorced less frequently. And I think in large part, you know, you can never put this at 100%, but I think in part it's because people are getting married less frequently. That's part of it. But I think also people are tending to get married later in life. So they tend to know themselves a little bit better than they used to years ago. And I think societally, we've encouraged people like empowering women, which again, I think is excellent. We should continue to do that. But it's also empowering people in general to expect more out of their life and expect more out of their relationship. And maybe in part because there's a function of people living longer. You know, people like, you know, people used to say, well, you know, I've gotten comments on TikTok. Well, you know, over 50, it's not worth getting divorced. You're only going to be on this earth for another, you know, another 5 years. Not another 5 years. Look at the math. Look at the statistics. People are
Right.
living much longer these days, and people realize that at 50, I just turned, well, no, I'm going to turn 52 in 2 days. So at 52, you still have a whole lot of life to live. So I think, you know, they're realizing that, hey, I should demand more. Hey, I'm living longer. And hey, this relationship that we started like umpteen gazillion years ago, we really haven't worked out for the past 30 years, and it's a shell of its former self, and now it's just time to kind of move on.
Going back to the second part of that, how often are clients coming in, men and women, that are saying, he cheated, she cheated, we're getting a divorce? Do you think that's the number one cause of divorce today?
I think, listen, you're always I think there's a couple of different ways to look at this, right? There's what people say is the reason for the divorce, which again, you know, you're gonna have your top reasons of still the same thing, you know, abuse, you know, finances, affairs. Yeah, those are gonna be in your top group, right? But I don't believe those are the real reasons why people get divorced. I think the real reasons are core issues underlying that, you know. So usually the affair doesn't cause the divorce, it's what happened leading up to someone having an affair that caused the affair that then they say caused the divorce. So, you know, again, and in my mind, with the affairs, again, you're going to have those circumstances where somebody just cheated on you and that's it. And it just came out of the blue. But that's pretty rare. Usually there are factors and circumstances that lead up to somebody cheating on the other person.
Yeah. It has to, I always imagine it's a symptom of something deeper. And I'm sure in a lot of ways people think, I don't know how to get out of this. Things are okay, but they're not good. So maybe they cheat as a way to, you know, maybe they're subconsciously like sabotaging it, or they're trying to get caught because they know they want out, but they don't know how to communicate or work on the relationship. So it's just, you know, let me have a little fun, get caught, take my medicine and move on.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, I think it's what I always like to try to focus on is you have these core things that you think are the what led to the divorce, but there are underlying reasons for that.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, This is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.